This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. We examine common health issues in our series Vital Signs. In this edition, over-the-counter medicines. Many of us assume they'll work for us, but you have to read the label to know if they're really safe for you. I talked about this with Dr. Sarah Schaefer of the North Texas Poison Center at Parkland Hospital. What separates an over-the-counter medicine from a prescription drug?
Over-the-counter medications have been deemed to be safe to be taken by the general public, by the FDA. Part of how the FDA determines that safety is through looking at the side effects and the risks of taking the medication. Some medications have a higher risk when you take them even correctly. Some medications are generally safe when you take them correctly. Mm-hmm. Now, the caveat to that is that there are several drugs that are over-the-counter right now, mostly because they are historically older drugs that have been available to the public. So it's much harder for a newer drug to get an over-the-counter designation than a drug that's historically been available to the general public.
When I'm looking for an over-the-counter drug, it's important to read that label. What should it include? What does it include?
It's the name of the drug itself, which mm-hmm. is something that I think people aren't as familiar with. For example, a lot of people will take cough medicines when they're sick, and they may or may not realize that the cough medicine actually contains acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, in addition to other medications. So that's one important aspect on the label, is actually figuring out what you're taking. They won't list the brand names of the drug. They'll list the chemical names of the drugs. In addition to that, they'll list the recommended dosages, and they'll also list the symptoms that the drugs are supposed to treat individually.
There's also, in smaller type, inactive ingredients?
Yep. Inactive ingredients are generally sort of the inert compounds that are used to make the medicine. So most commonly with pills. Pills are made with the active ingredient, which is the pharmaceutical drug, and there'll often be binders in it that kind of make the body of the pill, and they may affect how the medication is absorbed and so on. So It is important to pay attention to the non-active chemicals, because some people do have allergies to those ingredients. I think a common one will be an allergy to a certain type of dye that might be used in printing. And so some people have to take a non-printed Benadryl, for example, diphenhydramine, versus maybe the more commonly purchased Benadryl that has the actual name of the drug printed on the pill with the red dye.
Usually on those, there is somewhere on the product an expiration date.
Yes.
Is that over-the-counter medication useful after that expiration date?
It basically means the manufacturer can't guarantee that the medication will have an effect after that date. And that's usually because chemicals naturally break down. We recommend that if somebody has a medication and it's past the expiration date, repurchase the medication because it's probably not going to be effective.
Sounds like it's a good idea every now and then just to go in your medicine chest and just look through it all.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
See what's good and what isn't.
Oh, I found allergy pills that had expired in 2012 in my own medicine chest.
What does an over-the-counter medicine label not have that you wished it did?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I wish people understood about over-the-counter medication is really adhering to the directions that are printed on the label. They're in small print. They're important, but I wish there was some way to get people to really pay attention to taking the medication as it's directed.
Save maybe for something like aspirin, I guess, which is generally considered safe, although that has some health concerns.
Oh, absolutely,
too, right?
Yes.
But for just about any other over-the-counter medicine, is it a good idea to talk to your doctor before you use it?
I absolutely think everybody should talk to whoever their general provider is and whoever's prescribing the medication about potential interactions between the drugs they're taking. Even the example of aspirin. But if you're taking a blood thinner for some other reason and you take an aspirin on top of that, you may be increasing your risk of having a head bleed without realizing it. And even Tylenol, most people think of Tylenol, which is acetaminophen, as being very safe, but it's actually the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States. And so it can be a very dangerous drug if it's taken incorrectly.
Well, I'm thinking of like those cold and cough medicines.
Right.
Should we really be consulting with a doctor before we take even that?
Especially if you have other health problems, because some of the cough and cold medicines, again, they may contain Tylenol, and you could be taking a medicine that has Tylenol and not realize it. They can also worsen health conditions. So, for example, if you have hypertension, you have to be very careful about which cough and cold medicines you take, because a lot of them can actually worsen your hypertension.
Dr. Schaefer, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.